Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries celebrates Plant Quarantine Week May 30 to June 5. Stay with us to hear more in today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hubactive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Plant Quarantine Week, organized by the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection Branch of the Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry, is being held under the theme Plant Quarantine, Facilitating Trade, Securing Jamaica's Agriculture. The Plant Quarantine Branch manages the clearance procedures for the import and export of fresh produce into and from Jamaica. The ministry kicked off the week of activities on May 30 with a church service at the Kencott Seventh-day Adventist Church in Kingston. The team visited the Nakalva Agricultural School in Hanover on Monday, June 1, to sensitize the school about the role and functions of the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection Branch. The Exporters Forum on Tuesday at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston was the highlight of the week. The forum drew participants from a number of stakeholder groups in the agricultural sector, including fresh produce exporters, JAMPRO, Jamaica Customs, airlines, and the Jamaica Exporters Association. The aim of the forum was to highlight opportunities in export of fresh produce, explore ways of dealing with the challenges, and take mitigating steps regarding pest threats while meeting food safety specifications.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has been pursuing deliberate strategies to boost production and productivity of the sector so that we can, on one hand, supply both local and domestic market, as well as, on the other hand, meet the demands for our produce in the external markets. In other words, as a net importer of food, the other side of the strategy must be to reduce the imbalance in trade by significantly expanding our exports.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio. Several presentations were made on topics such as increasing exports, conforming to importing countries' import requirements, and conforming to food safety standards. On Wednesday, the Plant Quarantine and Produce Inspection team will visit two additional agricultural-based institutions, the Signe Pagan Agricultural School in St. Elizabeth and HeartTrust NTA Ebony Park in Clarendon. Thursday will see the team visiting the Yalas High School in St. Thomas and hosting the devotional exercise. This will be followed by a meeting with mango growers later in the day at the Yalas Baptist Church. The week of activities will end with an information fair and closing ceremony at the Plant Quarantine Export Complex in Montego Bay on Friday, June 5.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
And now for our proverb of the day.
Aki love fat, ochre love salt.
And this means each person can do his thing in his own way, as long as it makes him happy. All tastes, styles, practices, and opinions are valid. That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.